I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that was possible that they came, but certainly the easiest approach is just put 15-inch on like 99% of them had.
Yeah, but if he does want to increase the height when he goes to replace his axle that we know he's going to need to do, he can compensate at that time.
Sure. I mean, I've got access now. They're 22.5 degrees, which is what the original down angle was on the trailer, and 32 degrees starting angle if he wants that, and 45 as well, but that would be pretty radical. But certainly you can go up from 22.5 to 32 and gain something there. Also, depending on how far he wants to go, you can. That era of trailer had what was called a low-profile axle, which the axle bracket was an L bracket that allowed the axle tube to be mounted directly underneath the frame, whereas in the 70s they had a high-profile bracket, and that carries through right till today, where the there's actually about a 1-inch space, 3/4 to 1-inch space between the top of the axle tube and the underside of the chassis. I have done conversions like that for people that wanted more clearance because they're going to the far reaches of Alaska, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, those are certainly options as well.
Can I interject something here?
Sure.
It's my own personal belief, aesthetic belief, that little trailers and the older trailers do not look very good jacked way up.
Yep.
That's just my own personal feeling. They look rather odd when they're jacked up really high. And I know a lot of people are worried about road clearance, but I don't think it's always so necessary to have them way, way off the ground like a lot of people seem to feel.
Yeah. My 59, I've been towing it 10 years. I haven't hit anything yet. And it's the original leaf spring axle, but it's sitting pretty low. You know, it's, and I'll tell you, the low center of gravity, it tows great.
Yeah, I like mine raised up. No, I don't think mine's too high, but it's definitely not a low rider. And I always make the wrong turns and I'm pulling into these driveways that have much too steep of an entrance. So, anyway, I just noticed that the one of the voicemails we have is also from Corey, so maybe this will be the Corey show. Looks like he's asking about some different things a little bit. He's asking about some electrical and maybe the window replacement again, so we'll go over this real quick. And
this is a 62, right?
Yeah, 62.
I'm sorry, I walked in a little late, so.
Yeah, no problem. Here we go. We'll listen to it from Corey's own words here.
Hey, guys, this is Corey McCullough calling from the thriving metropolis of Stockbridge, Vermont. First of all, thanks for doing the podcast. I've been listening for a while now, and I'm calling you from a newly acquired 1961 Safari, 1961 22-foot Airstream Safari. And I had just a few questions as I'm sitting in here about to install.
I guess he emailed us before he picked it up, and he thought it was a 62. Maybe it's a 61 after he picked it up. And we'll continue on.
A new Astrodome. First of all, I was wondering about the electric. I don't know anything about whether it works or not, and am planning a refurbishment from the chassis up, essentially, and I'm eventually going to be taking all those internal panels out and rewiring, but I was just curious to see if it worked. I was wondering if there's anything that I should do to ensure my own personal welfare before going ahead and plugging that into shore power. I don't want to light the thing on fire. Another question that I have.
All right. Well, like I like to do, take these one at a time. That is a good question. Evaluating the safety and functionality of electrical system on an unknown trailer.
Boy, I'll tell you, Tim. I always get so nervous when I plug an unknown trailer into the wall. I just did that earlier in the week. I had a trailer in for evaluation, and I was just so apprehensive about shoving the plug in the wall because I just didn't have any confidence in the electrical system. So I can understand that reservation totally.
Well, I'll throw a funny story at you. When I was a kid,